On the line from Juneau, we have Representative Paul Seaton of House District 31. Good morning, Representative Seaton.
Good morning, Kathleen, and everybody in the Lower Kenai Peninsula.
So today is day 23 of your special session ordered by Governor Bill Walker to enable the legislature to reach a compromise on the budget and a fiscal plan. So the governor this week presented a compromise package in effort to reach an agreement and avoid a government shutdown, but neither the House nor the Senate supported the proposal. What can you tell us about the governor's plan and why the legislature didn't accept it?
The governor's compromise was really problematic. We had been working with the Senate on a number of issues, and unfortunately, he took the Senate's version of the oil and gas tax and credit bill, which actually lost us revenue, and then it increased the liability over the House's version by $820 million. In other words, we'd actually, I think, be paying out more under changing the name of oil tax credits and paying out the same amount. It would, you know, just didn't get us anywhere. And so there were a number of things, and the education head tax that he put in Senate Bill 12, that had already been referred to three committees of referral on the Senate side, so, and it never had a hearing, so there wasn't much appetite there. We will have passed eight different budget agencies this week. We did administration, commerce, corrections, and law. And today we have scheduled military and veterans affairs, public safety, revenue, and judiciary, closing out those. We took the House's version, preventing outsourcing of more DMV. And we also added two prosecutors in the Anchorage area, which should help with prosecutions and the court systems.
You have said previously that essential services only would be funded in the event of a shutdown, and which could happen if a compromise isn't reached by July 1st. Who decides which services are essential? What are they, and how would they be funded?
Well, there's actually three provisions. One is health safety concerns, and those have to be determined by the individual departments. See, and that's a process that's going on right now. If people want to go to the governor's website, every agency has now outlined what their shutdown procedures are.
And last week, you were speaking with KBBI's Carolyn Norton and said that the Budget Conference Committee was waiting for the Senate to compromise on a fiscal plan, as well as hear the House minority budget priorities before it begin meeting regularly to negotiate the budget. Has there been any progress in that committee?
You know, the House minority has just said they don't want to talk about any of their priorities until in the conference committee itself, and they're kind of relying on the Senate to look after their interests because they're not talking any of those to us.
And Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke last week signed an order aimed at increasing oil production in the National Petroleum Reserve of Alaska and in the coastal area of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Can you comment on what that can mean for the state?
Well, you know, nothing in the short term. I mean, people should not think of that as anything within 10 years. I mean, there may be good finds there or something else, but there's not going to be any production from those areas that have not even been explored yet within 10 years. So we can't wait on a fiscal plan or on the state's stability, getting ourselves out of recession for those kind of speculative opportunities.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. That was Representative Paul Seaton, live from Juneau. You can hear KBBI's legislative call-in every Friday morning at 7:49 a.m. You can also tune in to the rebroadcast tonight during the local evening news right here on KBBI AM 890 Homer. Thank you, Representative Seaton.
Sure. Hope to see you back in Homer soon.